Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Different collections of mafia that infest the governments and corporations of the world are engaged in just a mass accelerated looting of every institution, every pension fund, every stock, every bond, every system. It is a mad collectivist race to the bottom, run by kleptocrats who are above it, who are exempt from their own regulations and control systems. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, the 12th day of August, 2013. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And investigative journalist Heidi Stevenson is going to be popping in at the bottom of the next hour to talk about that story we got into last week some on Gardasil and attacking women's ovaries and their fertility, not just causing autoimmune diseases and killing people. I know Governor Perry said it was the law to take it. There was no law. It was a giant hoax. But now in the aftermath, it's been banned in India. They're banning it in Japan and scores of other nations. But here, no, here they say now in more and more states, it's the law for your boys to take it. There is no law, but they're an organized giant crime syndicate. And Americans love to do what they're told. Land of the subservient, home of the coward, more and more. And so people don't get mad when they publicly get lied to by criminals. When they get lied to, they begged to be enslaved even more. At least some of them do. And they call those of us that don't want to be slaves scary or extremist. Or conspiracy theorists, or they make jokes about what we say, or they build straw men about what we have to say and take it out of context. So that's the type of issue that we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen. Well, where to start here today? Obviously, if you go to drudgereport.com, up on the right-hand side, the top story, there on the right-hand column is a story by Paul Joseph Watson. It's in the foreign press, but he brings it to us here in North America and Europe. Official embassy attack threat had no basis in fact. Funny, we broke last Thursday that they said there was going to be terror attacks with al-Qaeda on specific targets on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And, of course, we then said that this is a real threat memo, but the threat itself is fake. And then by Friday, they had to admit, oh, actually, that Pentagon memo is wrong, meant to fearmonger the police. There isn't a real terror threat. And so now it's the same thing with this story up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Official embassy attack threat had no basis. In fact, Paul Watson's going to be joining us. He broke that story at the bottom of the hour. And it dovetails with Kurt Nemo and the story I worked on with Kurt Nemo last Thursday night. Well, I tell you, the trolls went crazy on this one, too, claiming that I put out a fake memo saying that there would be a terror attack, thinking people are really stupid on InfoWars in the comments and really stupid on YouTube, when clearly we say that this is a real memo, which it was confirmed later the next day to be, and on local TV. Because they talked to the military and the police. But they now say the threat wasn't real. They put out a false memo. But then the fact that we break a big story isn't to our credit. It's to our discredit. It just shows how bad we are that we're right again. We told you all these embassy threats have been on their face fake and had experts on about that. And now that's coming out. But are we good? No. That makes us bad. Bad men. So we're going to come back and get into some really big news on that front, on the amnesty situation, on NSA spying, and a lot more. Big broadcast today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 12th day of August 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. And we have Paul Watson joining us with huge breaking news at the bottom of the hour. This news is online at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We sent it out on the Twitter at RealAlexJones and the other InfoWars Twitters. And it is the top story in the right-hand column of DrudgeReport.com. Right under the headline that record number of Americans flee the United States. Yeah, people fled Nazi Germany as well. They were smart. Then you ask, why am I staying here? I think we can beat this, folks. But official embassy attack threat had no basis in fact. Terror plot manufactured to dampen opposition to drone strikes. Yeah, even the New York Times said that a lot of analysts were telling them that. By the way, Watson should probably add that to his article. He did a great job doing this story. It's just that we should probably add even more backup. A high-ranking Yemeni security official has told McClatchy, man, McClatchy's just so good, that the Obama administration recently announced a terror threat which supposedly targeted U.S. embassies, had no basis in fact, and was manufactured merely to dampen opposition to drone strikes. I want to say this. I see more breaking news that turns out to be hardcore and accurate in McClatchy than I see in all other mainstream corporate media probably combined. Isn't McClatchy like a private trust or something for journalism? And I think it owns some big newspapers as well. Look that up. I see if my memory serves. The point is that, I mean, government drug dealing, government kidnapping rings, foreign banks stealing tens of trillions, IRS spying on Tea Party. I mean, and it's kind of a liberal group, too. And at least, but like real liberals, like liberal and we need more freedom. Not liberal like I've got red carpets and I'm black so I can enslave everybody. Where it's all just the surface. McClatchy Company is the third largest newspaper company in the United States and a leading digital publisher declaring values of quality journalism, free expression, and community service. Print it off for me. Just see if I'm right or I'm going from memory. But they may have some of their newspapers that are tax exempt. I don't remember. The point is, I didn't mean to segue off. It's just that it's so rare to see any journalistic integrity in anything big. And I'm telling you, it continues to be McClatchy. Forbes does a lot of good stuff. Drudge, of course, carries it all. DrudgeReport.com, that's why it's so important, is that these things wouldn't even be seen. I guarantee you, even if it was in McClatchy, if Drudge didn't pick it up, no one would know about it, unless they happen to be reading their local paper that carries McClatchy. But, I mean, this is a big deal, but we'll get into the issue of the fake terror alerts and how criminal that is with Paul Watson. My issue is, thank God there's a few spotlights of truth out there. There's a few little spotlights of truth out there that in the deepening darkness, in the dusk of our age, on the edge of our time, if this evil is able to take over, that there is still lights in the darkness. And again, another light in the darkness, InfoWars.com. And I've asked Paul to add this to the bottom of the story because it's interconnected. The official embassy attack had no basis in fact. The fact that last Thursday, it comes in from one of our police sources. I then talk to my military source and my state police source. They go, yeah, everybody's getting that. I said, well, why didn't you call me? You have in the past. And one of them said, well, Alex, we get this bull every day. It's just that now we've been told to send this out. And it was that Austin, 6th Street, 8th Street, a church, it listed the places in Austin, and it also listed the places in Pasadena, California, that were going to be hit by well-trained al-Qaeda forces the 8th, 9th, or 2 weeks out. But they say the 8th and 9th are the prime times. Those have now passed. It's now the 12th. And we wrote an article saying it's a real terror alert, but the terror itself isn't real. An alert's been put out, but it itself is fake. And the trolls tried to operate on dumbed-down people and said, look, Alex has put out a fake terror alert. The alert itself isn't real. No, the alert was real. It's fake. I mean, come on, folks. You're really not that stupid, are you, out there, trolls? I mean, I know a lot of you are paid on record and are what they call sock puppets and megaphones, but you can call the phone number on the J3 protection unit of the Army out at Camp Swift and also at Camp Mabry here in Austin, Texas. I mean, that just shows the info war that's going on against us, because the next day it was in national news and local news that, okay, there was a terror threat, but first it was just going to be a drill. And then we discover, oh, no, they're telling the cops it's a real terror threat. But then I point out that it's fake. It's a real terror alert, but the alert itself is fake. There is no real terror threat. It's meant to be a domestic political diversion to test federal control through the federal central nervous system down to the appendages, down to the digits, down to the federalized local bureaus. And then the next day it comes out in KVUE and KXAN and national newspapers as well that, okay, there was an alert that was saying there was going to be an al-Qaeda attack, but that's not a credible threat now. when really all it is fear-mongering along with the fake threats on the 20-something embassies that have been shut down for the last week and a half. And now that's come out in McClatchy newspapers. And does the mainstream media pick me up on their shoulders and carry me around saying, what a great guy? No. No, they don't. They have a big Esquire. I think it's a hit piece coming out on Friday. John Richardson, you know, has done a lot, hundreds of big profiles of everybody you can imagine, and generally does pretty fair profiles. And he told me point blank, he said, no, they wanted it to be a lot nastier, and I fought with the editors a lot on this. This isn't off record, so I'm just saying it. He's going to be on the show later in the week about a book he wrote about his dad, who was the CIA section chief in Southeast Asia when Viet Dinh got killed. And he's on record that his dad, you know, had Viet Dinh taken out. But the whole point is kind of the people they have writing stories on me. The point is that I said, okay, I know this is probably a hit piece. You'll say it's not a hit piece, but it will be. So we'll see what comes out in that piece on Fridays when it's set to hit newsstands, the September issue of Esquire. But the reason I really think it may be a big hit piece now is he calls me up this morning. Well, he called me yesterday, and then I got a hold of him this morning. And he goes, yeah, they want me to do a fun little piece, too. Just another little fun piece. It's going to be on the Internet, yeah, for the TV stations to pick up. And it's a fun piece about some of the things you believe and don't believe. You know, like, and I know what this piece is going to be. Do you believe in Bigfoot? Do you believe in flying saucers? Do you believe in the USS Liberty was staged? You know, stuff like that to just make it sound all whacked out. And I said, okay, I'll call you at 2 when I get off the air. He's probably listening right now. But I'm not worried about whatever this piece comes out with and digging around in my past and everything, because I have nothing I'm really ashamed of, and no dirt out there on me that's real. I mean, people could find a speck of dirt and try to magnify it till it looks like the rock, you know, the rock of Gibraltar or something, but or Plymouth Rock. But this is what I expect as we have more and more of an effect. Is I expect to get more and more of this heat, more and more of these attacks. So I'm just glad that they're politically assassinating me and intellectually trying to assassinate me. That's better than getting a bullet in my head or a SWAT team at my house, you know, planting mushrooms on me like they did to Adam Kokesh. So, but I mean, the fact that they would use this big profile writer, I mean, he's like one of the biggest profile writers. There's like, he's in the top 3. You can debate whether he's number 1, number 2, or number 3 of profile writers. I mean, I looked at who they wanted to interview me 6 months ago when he first contacted me, and it's just everybody. I mean, you name it. Presidents, top directors, Charlton Heston, rock stars, the whole nine yards, 20 plus years of it. And I said, okay, you don't usually do hit pieces because you want access to everybody. But I said, they're not going to let you publish this if it's not a hit piece. So I just did it as an experiment because I turned down most of these interviews. But I did it. And so we'll see what comes out of it. It's actually kind of exciting. A hit piece is more enjoyable than a positive piece. I mean, people keep coming up on the street going, I saw you on a Discovery Channel show. I saw you on a History Channel show. And like, did you like that show? And I'm like, I haven't watched them. I have not watched myself. Because a couple years ago, I guess even about a year ago, I decided to do 3 or 4 of these interviews. And I've said no since then, just because I've been too busy. And I haven't even gone and watched now the stuff that has come out. And I guess it's useful to some degree because then it makes AM and FM stations pick up the show more. If you're in the news and you're on TV shows and you're on different programs about the Masons or about Bohemian Grove or about the New World Order or about GMO or about humanzies or about off-world colonies they're trying to set up with Google or, you know, shows about fluoride in the water. I mean, whatever the case is. I mean, I guess in a way that's positive. And I didn't want to digress off into myself. It's just that more and more analyzing the media landscape, we're way out ahead here and taking heavy fire. So be aware of that. By the way, Sergeant, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs just touched down in Austin, Texas. He's going to be in studio with us tomorrow and being interviewed as well for Obama Deception 2. And when we come back, I'm going to get into some really important radiation news, Second Amendment news, NSA news. Then we'll get into the fake terror alert news.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can you go without a good meal for 3 days? Is your pantry prepared for what's around the corner? At PantryPrepared.com, we offer gourmet meals for any budget. They're GMO-free, contain no MSG, and have a 25-year shelf life. Gluten-free meals are also available. Order this week and get free shipping and a free cube stove that heats up to 1,200 degrees. To learn more about a free 1-year supply package, visit PantryPrepared.com. That's PantryPrepared.com or call 801-913-1441.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have a discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good enough for me and my Bobby. Freedom, folks, is just another word for nothing left to lose. And we are losing all of our major liberties and freedoms in this country. Paul Watson's coming up, and we'll get into the latest on the NSA news that's coming out and the fact that the government has issued domestic and foreign terror alerts on record now it's coming out as a pretext to say, see, we need to take your rights to keep you safe. Because remember, their propaganda is targeted at about a 9-year-old grade level. And the average adult I talk to does behave and talk and act like a small child. I know you noticed that as well. It's horrifying. But the parasites, the globalists, love the fact that the general public is as dumb as a box of rocks. I mean, a rat has more instincts and common sense than the general public. Raised on television, raised on GMO, raised on archetypes to psychologically, basically give them psychological viruses like a computer so that they malfunction and fall apart. And so the globalists swim in this sea of ignorance. We got to drain the swamp, ladies and gentlemen. But here's how my brain works, okay, in this short segment. Here's an article out of CBS News. Suspicious substance at JFK turns out to be beauty supplies. Every day a bag gets left on the ground or people drop a box on the side of the roads. They call it the bomb squad. Statistically, honeybees kill double what terrorists do every year in this country. But they don't care. The wicked flee when none pursue. And there it is right there. And they had they opened a package and had a psychosomatic response just because there was a smell to the beauty products and fell down on the ground and had to be taken to the hospital. They thought it was nerve gas. No, no. See, when our troops really breathe nerve gas because our own government orders it all blown up in 1991 and hundreds of thousands get exposed and the detectors go off, then they tell them there's not a problem. But then when you fall down because you smell beauty products, well, then they go along with the hysteria. I've seen this many times in Austin, Texas, where they have the police go to the hospital and whole areas shut down because they think they're being nerve gassed. They go around just all paranoid that they're being nerve gassed by Al-Qaeda all day. Your bosses run Al-Qaeda, dummies, okay? Okay, there's no real terror threat. Get that through your brain. I want you to get the terror threat is the New World Order. Now, that's how my brain works. I see this BS article, and I get upset. Now, let's move along. Let's talk about the real threat. This is out of the Herald Business Journal. Scientists, FDA, don't worry about radioactive fish. Does it matter that they knew 3 months after Fukushima, now 2 years ago, that they had massive, hundreds of times safe radiation levels bioaccumulating in a large tuna? They have fed that to the American people and covered it up. Now, this broke about a year ago, but now it's back in the news. They're saying, look, don't worry, radiation is not bad for you. Pre-1990, they said radiation was deadly in DU. Now they say it's not. See, now they just wave a magic trendy wand. And then I have another article here. Nuclear Regulatory Commission is using obviously faulty models to pretend crumbling nuclear reactors are safe. Yeah, why even update them? 91% of the 400-plus reactors are all leaking, most of them in Europe and the United States and Japan. And their answer is, don't worry about it. See, the elite themselves have become delusional, folks. Let's move on to the next story. This is how I think. You know, I think if one story connects to the next. Toxic water levels rise at site near Fukushima reactor number one. The News of India is reporting, and the government there says that it is melting down even worse than ever and coming right towards the United States. And here's another one that dovetails with us. World Health Organization knowingly pushed deadly vaccines in India that killed thousands of children. And that's a naturalnews.com story up on Infowars.com. And that's just some of the news I have on those topics, okay? And here's the issue. Do they tell you you should be taking nascent iodine that's in high-quality stuff like Monophyllon, Southern Hemisphere seaweed? Do they tell you that if you don't, the different radioactive isotopes and fluoride will fill your thyroid instead? Do they tell you any of that? No, they don't tell you any of that because they don't want you to know. The establishment's all taking stuff like this. By the way, win-win. Get Monophyllon, pure brown seaweed extract, at the best prices at InfoWarsStore.com and support the broadcast. I take this myself, and my family takes this. This is so incredibly important to detox. InfoWarsStore.com and get Cell Shield RTQ. with the resveratrol, turmeric root, and other goodies at InfoWarsHealth.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I take this deadly serious. I believe every word I say on air. I'm committed to this fight for human liberty and a future for our species 110%. I've decided which side I'm on. And I think it's time for everybody out there who hasn't committed to a side to choose a side. We are back live. We're going to go to Paul Watson here in a moment. I want to mention some of the other news we're going to get to after he leaves us here today, because it's all incredibly important and I've got to get to it. But you see, that's how we fund ourselves. I don't come on air and, you know, push an establishment agenda and then get establishment advertisers, or I don't get banker bailout money or stimulus money like MSNBC and CNN. I am funded by the viewers and listeners of this radio transmission and the viewers of InfoWars Nightly News. You out there, you're not standing behind us. You're standing beside us and in front of us. And I couldn't do it without you. But when I read about how they get us obsessed about imaginary bag at the airport, or somebody, they don't swipe somebody's travel pass, boarding pass properly, and so they shut down the whole terminal and run around drama queening. Meanwhile, we've got reactors, 91% of them, look that up, leaking worldwide, and they just say, oh, that's safe now. Oh, it's safe for the troops to use DU. It's safe. I saw an Army veteran at a restaurant, a walk-in barbecue place, this weekend, and I could look at him. It looked like he was about 50. I could tell he had some type of neurological disorder. He was in a wheelchair. And he was there with his wife, and he barely had enough money to get barbecue. So he was getting like, him and his wife were getting like a half order of barbecue. And I wanted to go over and buy the guy his barbecue. I was in line waiting. But then I'm sick of always being a grandstander and like Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, so I didn't do it. But then later I went over and talked to him. And I said, let me guess, were you in Gulf War I? He goes, yeah, I was in Kuwait. How do you know that? I go, well, you're wearing an Army shirt. Look like you're about 50. And I said, remember when the detectors went off? And he goes, I'm not going to imitate the guy because it would come off mean. But he was like, well, I mean, I will. It's describing. The media will spin it on making fun of somebody. I'm not. I'm showing you how he talked. He's like, that's what I think happened to me. And of course, a lot of those guys are already dead, and I physically had to go out and cry in the car as I drove home bringing barbecue to my kids. I mean, they knew the nerve gas was being released when they blew up Kamasiga and other bunkers because they wanted to just get rid of the evidence that our government sold Saddam all that stuff. So they just told the troops, never mind, it's a false alarm, so they wouldn't create a news story that they got nerve gassed. They made the conscious decision, Rand Corporation style, to play out all the scenarios, to know what would happen, to detonate it, and so what if it blew into our troops? And so what if it killed a bunch of them within months and debilitated many others? Tens of thousands have died from it. Congressional hearings. This is not my opinion. And I'm looking at a guy who's got a neurological disorder, clearly from the nerve gas, who was there and doesn't even have enough money to buy barbecue. I hate watching the country become poor. I hate it. I just can't even hardly go out anymore. Everywhere I see the victims of the New World Order, the autistic kids, the kids with cancer, the neurological disorders off the charts. And I just get angrier and angrier and angrier and angrier and angrier and angrier to the point of I can hardly even come in here and do this show. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Because I want to do the best job I can. I want to be focused. I want to be strong. But just the information I have to look at is torturing. Because I know how evil the globalists are. I know I'm right. And I have to sit here and watch everybody go about their business, or even worse, people come up to me and make fun of me sometimes in public and make jokes. I was walking in to Barton Springs last week. There were two guys out there playing Frisbee. One of them goes, oh, it's Mr. Black Helicopter. And I didn't turn around angry at first. I turned around and went, what, there aren't black helicopters? I'm just joking, Alex, you know. What you say is pretty funny. We think it's funny. I had somebody come up to me yesterday and say that. And I went, I sure wish it was funny. And the guys come over and we're like kind of like peer pressuring, like they were laughing at me. And I wasn't upset because they were making fun of me. I was upset because of what? Big giant piles of steam and crap they were. Excuse me. I'm not trying to talk like that, folks. I just get angry. I have trouble, all right? It's a family show. I apologize. Because let me tell you something. This stuff isn't a joke, okay? And I wish every day it was a joke. I told them, I said, I'm glad you think it's funny. Because this stuff isn't funny. And they're like, no. Because as soon as they couldn't make me feel bad, this is how these childlike minds work. They went, no, actually, we know a lot of stuff's going on. Have a good swim. They're on the back parking lot area where there's a big football field / soccer field. I mean, and I had some guy about a month before at the very same spot make a comment to me. It's like, oh, there goes Alex Jones. Let me make a comment about, and again, I always turn around to see if it's just a fun joke, because if it's a joke, I'll laugh and go, yeah, black helicopters. But no, it's not like that. It's to make fun of me when all I'm trying to do is have a future for my family. You may not notice in your own little narcissistic world people in wheelchairs from nerve gas. I do. And I see the casualties all around me, and I don't think it's funny. I see giant unconstitutional power being amassed against me and against you. And I see the evil growing, and I'm threatened by it. And I'm doing everything I can to try to turn this around. And I need your help. I don't need you to be in denial anymore. Now, side issue. I mentioned that the Northern Hemisphere before Fukushima had roughly, and we've had nuclear physicists on and given the numbers on this, double the background radiation of the Southern Hemisphere because of all the nuclear testing in the Northern Hemisphere. There's been some in the Southern, mainly the French and the U.S. and the Bikini Islands and other areas. Hydrogen bombs, you name it. And I actually discussed with my wife leaving, and I made the decision. I said, well, Texas isn't being hit as bad as the West Coast, and most of the plume goes across the Midwest that makes it past that. But I said, we're just making kind of the sick, immoral decision, like humans are designed to do, to muddle through this. We're going to stay here. Chances are our kids won't get a hot particle. That's what really gets you. The background radiation is bad, but nothing compared to if you actually get a particle that gets up in the higher atmosphere on a piece of, generally, it gets picked up by things like spider's web and things like that. And you get that in your lung, you know, you die when you're 20 of a giant tumor. No one ever tells you why. They don't know why. And I've, again, had countless nuclear physicists, engineers, atomic hydrogen weapon designers, you name it, on the show to break down the threats of the MOX reactor and the rest of it. And we made the immoral decision, just, I guess, out of convenience or whatever. I not even that. I got to stay here and run this operation. And I don't think I would operate very well with my kids in the Southern Hemisphere. But, I mean, we've looked at the Southern Hemisphere. And this isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen. They said, oh, you're tough. Don't worry about the nerve gas. These people are dead or in wheelchairs now. You think your wife changing your diapers every day is fun, then don't listen to me. So that's why I take this stuff real personal, ladies and gentlemen. I realize how serious all this is. And the government should be telling people, get on thyroid supplements, nascent iodine. And again, I'll do a win-win as we fund ourselves trying to bring you things that help you, like Modafylon from the Southern Hemisphere, the best pure brown seaweed extract out there. The natives call it Comba. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com or CellShield RTQ. Huge purified amounts of resveratrol, turmeric root, and other things on record that are known to really shield your cells in major studies and are preventatives for cancer. This is what I'm taking. Ultimate Youth Green Superfood. That's at InfoWarsHealth.com. And that's how we fund this operation. And I put it in smoothies and stuff for my children. And my children glow and other people's children don't. So please support us at InfoWarsHealth.com. Purify your water with ProPure water filtration systems as well. Promo code 10% off water at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. All right, that's enough. I just wanted to put that out there. People say, well, what's the solution? You can leave to the Southern Hemisphere or you can fill up your glands with the healthy iodine and other things. This is all just medical from doctors we've interviewed. I was even talking to a medical doctor this morning about this, looking at moving to the Southern Hemisphere, at least evacuating my family. This isn't a joke. Fukushima's melting down even more. And I hate to have to come on air and talk about stuff like this. But it is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just stop right there. All right, I want to bring Paul Watson up on air with breaking news. It's official. Embassy attack threat had no basis in fact. Terror plot manufactured to dampen opposition to drone strikes. Now, I know I told you this over and over again the last 2 weeks, and even the New York Times had to admit, well, we've talked to senior analysts that say this is for political purposes. But this is specifically high-ranking Yemeni security official saying the West told him it was not real and was for political purposes, and that's even in McClatchy. And then, of course, we had them saying there will be a terror attack in Austin in the next, you know, starting last week to the next 2 weeks. We broke that. They confirmed the document was real. But what we said beforehand turned out to be true, but it was a fake terror alert. A real alert they put out, but the alert itself was fake. Again, we broke it, told you exactly what it was. I'm not bragging. So what do we get? We get attacked. Just remember, folks, we're going up the hill here against the enemy emplacements. We need your support. This is not a game. I've got their entire playbook. It isn't hard to know. They think you're so stupid they bragged about it publicly. But we're the ones willing to say it out in the open. All right? So, and we need you to spread this information out to everybody. I salute McClatchy breaking this. I salute Watson giving a wide spectrum analysis of it at InfoWars.com. And I salute DrudgeReport.com for carrying the story as well. It'll now be a national news story. Let's go to Paul Joseph Watson for the next two segments to break this down. Paul, there's a long history of this, but it's becoming so naked, people aren't buying into it anymore.
Well, exactly, Alex. I mean, under the Bush administration, Tom Ridge basically came out and admitted that most of the major terror alerts were faked for political purposes. Of course, 10 days ago, we had the announcement that they were closing 20 embassies and consulates in the Middle East and North Africa because of, quote, the most serious threat against American and other Western interests since 9/11. Then people like Lindsey Graham went on the Sunday shows and said, quote, the NSA program is proving its worth yet again, along with Representative Ruppersberger, who said the good news is that we picked up the intelligence and that's what we do. That's what the NSA does. Because, of course, they used this embassy closure threat, this supposed attack that was primarily centered on Yemen, as a reason to justify the NSA snooping, because they've been losing the debate on that for weeks. So they immediately came out and said, this is the threat, Al-Qaeda's going to attack, even though we're actually arming Al-Qaeda in Syria, which came out, of course, out of the Benghazi attack. But this justifies the NSA, what it has to do, because we've intercepted this conference call between the top Al-Qaeda members, and it said they were going to attack. So the NSA's good, it's saving your lives. Well, of course, at the time we said this was completely fake, based on history, based on motive. Came out today, as you said, in McClatchy, a top Yemeni security official said that the whole plot had no basis in fact. And he was completely bemused. He attributed it to a single official, a Yemeni official's comments about imminent terror strikes. Basically, he said the agenda, and it was one of the three that I've identified, is, quote, misguided attempt at shifting public opinion in the face of increasing and unpopular American drone strikes. Because if you recall, this terror alert threat coincided with the U.S. bombing Yemen, 8 drone strikes over the past 2 weeks, dozens of people killed, which also coincides with this group which was actually set up with the aid of the US government when Yemen had its faux Arab Spring, who met on August 2nd or the day before, which was the day before this terror alert was announced. And they decided, and this is the National Dialogue Conference Group in Yemen, which is a civil society organization that's building up a lot of power, they voted to criminalize drone strikes in Yemen. So then we had the sudden invention of this major threat primarily targeting Yemen. And then, of course, we had the drone strikes. So we had the drone strikes that they needed to justify, the NSA surveillance program they needed to justify. And, of course, this also coincided on the same day, August 2nd, with CNN's announcement. Of course, we'd reported it months before, that a CIA team was smuggling arms out of Benghazi in an annex to the consulate that was attacked last September to send them to rebels and Al-Qaeda terrorists in Syria. That came out August 2nd. It was immediately followed with this now apparently fake terror alert and this Benghazi scandal about smuggling the weapons to Al-Qaeda. Nobody's heard anything about it. It's been completely buried. So on three different scores, very convenient that they had this terror alert. It served to justify, it served to distract from all these different issues.
Excellent breakdown, Watson. I want to shift gears into the NSA here briefly and play some of the disgusting clips of Obama making the rounds on the campaign trail for his agenda, still campaigning, making light and jokes of the greatest surveillance grid the world's ever seen that is completely illegal on record. Here he is comparing it to washing the dishes.
The question is, how do I make the American people more comfortable? Right. If I tell Michelle that
he's going to use Astroglide.
Now, granted, in the White House, I don't do the dishes that much, but back in the day. And and she's a little skeptical. Well, I'd like her to trust me, but maybe I need to bring her back and show her the dishes and not just have her take my word for it. So
he likens raping our liberties to washing the dishes. He wants to make you comfortable. So I guess he wants to put us to sleep before he drinks our blood, like Count Dracula. Let's go to one more of the clips as we go to break. This is Obama. He'd say he'd be worried about it if he wasn't in the government. So trust me. Famous last words. Here it is.
Having said that, though, if you are outside of the intelligence community, if you are the ordinary person and you start seeing a bunch of headlines saying U.S. Big Brother looking down on you, collecting telephone records, etc., well, understandably, people would be concerned. I would be, too, if I wasn't inside the government.
And again, that was from the White House press room. He's also been on the trail making similar statements. We got more clips of that. But, I mean, this is famous last words. Just trust me. Yeah, you've lied to us on every front and stabbed us in the back. So let's believe you now. We'll be back with Watson's Take.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Out your window when I'm leaving, I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said.
Coming up, folks, again, Alex Jones back live.
Say the same old
shutting flood of asylum requests at U.S.-Mexico border, as it looks like the Congress may be set to create the North American Union and get rid of the borders. And if you think more cheap labor is going to help this country when the government has a welfare state going, I got a bridge I want to sell you. We're going to be breaking that down. Here's the London Guardian. The NSA is turning the internet into a total surveillance system. I saw that headline on Drudge Saturday, and I went and search engined that with Infowars.com at the end of it and found hundreds of links with similar headlines in the last 15 years with us saying exactly that. Not again tooting my horn, but we didn't just say the whole internet's designed by DARPA to be a total control grid, to create the mind of God, to predict the future. Because I have media call me and go, you think they want to be God? You say they want to predict the future? No, I don't say that. They say that. I'm just, all the stuff that they were saying in white papers is now public. That's the, and I don't know if that's all going to happen. I don't know if they're going to get Elysium level life extension, but that's the goal they're shooting for. They've got one of the heads of Google and others openly saying they're going to build space colonies for the elite. People ask, well, how will the atmosphere work? That spacecraft in Elysium is a 1940s, 50s design of a spinning space station that would hold the atmosphere in if it was big enough for a ringworld type plan. The problem is it'd have to be contained unless it was ultra massive. The spinning would give you gravity, not hold the atmosphere in. It would have to be, I don't know, some estimates are like 1,000 miles around and spinning fast enough to hold the atmosphere in. But it's a side issue. The point is, this is the type of stuff they're developing. This isn't science fiction. We're living in the 21st century, Buck Rogers, baby. Briefly, American Drug War II, Cannabis Destiny. We are the exclusive distributor of this, exposing how deadly the real drug war is and how the CPS is drugging kids. It gets into pharmaceuticals, all of it. Very powerful film available, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, going back to Watson. Watson, in the 3-4 minutes we've got left, comments on the outrageous statements of Obama coming out and saying, you know, we're spying on you. It's like washing dishes. And, you know, I'd be concerned too, but I'm in there. I know it's for your own good. I mean, man, this is bone-chilling when you know he's doing everything he can to shut this country down.
Well, I mean, a primary portion of that program is the insider threat program, which is all about preventing insiders, whistleblowers, from revealing government malfeasance. So it's not just about spying on the American people. It's about spying on those that would reveal wrongdoing on behalf of the U.S. government. But now the new dimension to it, which has been developing over the past few days, is the former NSA chief Michael Hayden's comments a few days ago. He basically came out and said that people who oppose NSA mass surveillance, people who support Edward Snowden, are either cyber terrorists or Al-Qaeda sympathizers. He said that if they can't create great harm to .mil, who are they going to go after? Who for them are the World Trade Centers? The World Trade Centers as they were for Al-Qaeda. So he's basically saying those who oppose NSA mass surveillance, those who support Edward Snowden, are akin to Al-Qaeda, and they're going to carry out attacks like Al-Qaeda. And then he's on CBS Face the Nation yesterday saying not if but when the next terror attack happens, that's when the NSA is going to be justified. That's when they're going to aggressively put into
action. Stay there. Do 5 more minutes with us. Stay there. I want you to finish up that thought because 2 + 2 = 4. They get more terror. They get more power. Who's behind the terror?
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate
We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.